Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
For all NBA warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Matt and Justin.
What up? It's Golden Spaces, an Odyssey original podcast. I'm Natalie. I'm here with Justin. I've been enjoying this all-star break. Have you been enjoying it, Justin?
Kinda. I mean, not the actual all-star break.
All-star festivities.
Right.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the break from
that
basketball.
That wasn't great.
Yeah. I'm not enjoying any of that shit. I'm enjoying the time off. Like, we be working hard out here, people. So, like, between potting and us having day jobs and other shit, so I didn't mind the little break. It was helpful to me. But, you know, that was for selfish reasons. Yeah, All-Star was abysmal, I would say. I don't even think there's much to say about that. I mean, it just was not good. It got its lowest ratings in years. Attendance was down. I mean, we knew that once it was going to be in Utah. It was just bad. And, like, you know, I saw people saying things like, it's always bad. Do we have to do this every year? Like, no, this was actually very different than, like, it was, like, even worse than normal, you know?
Right.
Like, if you had low expectations, it fell below that, you know? I thought it was pretty bad.
I did, too. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Like, it was just worse than it usually is. Like, it was just, like, even people that don't even, that aren't even super into basketball, like, it was terrible, you know? So,
for sure.
Yeah, they gotta do something to fix that.
Were you pleased with the dunk contest? Because they were saying that Mac saved it, and I felt like, okay, like, yeah, he was cool, but I didn't feel like he saved the dunk contest.
Yeah, there is no saving the dunk contest at this point, because, like, we thought Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine saved the dunk contest, and then it was just bad a few years after them, like.
But, like, that was actually really good to me. I don't know if I really thought it was saved, but that was good. But, like, I just felt like in this dunk contest, like, Mac was just one good dunker in it. You know, it wasn't like the Zach and Aaron Gordon thing was like a back and forth, you know? I also felt like they were, like, severely underrating Trey Murphy, but you're a basketball player, so tell me, am I wrong about that?
His dunks?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't giving me hype, but I thought, like, his dunks were, like, pretty... I felt like because he's taller, like, they were acting like it wasn't as hard, the stuff that he was doing, but maybe it was super easy. I don't know. All that shit looks hard to me.
Yeah, I mean, I off the top of my head, I can't even remember really his dunks. Like, I know he did one where he reached behind his head and then, like, kind of windmilled it. Other than that, I can't really remember what he was doing. So I guess I don't know. I guess he wasn't.
Awful.
He didn't wow me.
He didn't wow me. I just felt like they were just like, oh, okay. Like, that's okay. And I was like, what? That fucker, though. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. That guy on the Knicks. Those dunks were ass. Those dunks were ass. Like, I don't even know how he was getting the scores he was getting. They were so bad.
Yeah. He's one of those dudes, he got so much bounce, and it's like, dang, if only the creativity was there, if only the flair and the entertainment value was there. It's just like, hey, guys, I can jump really high. I can jump so high, I can put my arm in the rim. It's like, oh, okay, we've seen that already. Like,
yes, and then you want to, like, throw up a sign talking about 50? Nah, that was not no 50 dunk. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did, like, try to grab it with his mouth, and then, yeah, that was just terrible.
That was mad corny. Terrible. His dunks were bad. And then the game is at, oh, the skills competition of no skilled players. That was awful.
I didn't even watch that.
Oh, and the 3-point contest. Like, first of all, I knew Julius Randle had no business being in it, but he wasn't even maybe the worst. It was people who were supposed to be able to shoot who were bad, like Tyler Hero and the one from the Kings, Herter. Like,
what? Yeah.
It was a role reversal for Black History Month because the white That's boys funny. Looked crazy in the 3-point contest. And then Mac McClung during Black History Month had the audacity to win the dunk contest. Like, I mean,
the audacity.
That's hella rude, Justin.
Nah, I mean.
Nah, yeah, nothing. Yeah, I'm playing, opinion, guys. I'm playing. I'm sorry, Justin.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely joking around. But yeah, in my opinion, he had 450s. So I guess from that standpoint, he had a really good, you know, showing, probably one of the best in the last few years. So I guess from that standpoint, he did his part. But just
so explain to me, Justin, what it is about him, why I'm not like, yeah, he had like great dunks, but I still feel like, and I don't even like Ja Morant, but I just feel like I would have enjoyed watching Ja Morant do those dunks versus him. Like, what is, like, you know, it feels like, you know, like how two people can wear an outfit and they say who wears it best. And like, it's the same exact outfit, but one person just looks fly as shit. And the other one just like, you're like, just doesn't do it. Right. Like, what is it about Mac McClung that I'm not like, yo, I just don't have that feeling.
I'm not sure. I mean, he's not a household name, I guess.
Is it just that? I mean, I guess it's sort of like, I mean, I thought Aaron Gordon's dunks were good too, but it's sort of like, I feel like maybe on a more low key level, like the difference between like Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. Like, I get a little bit more hype for a Zach LaVine dunk than I do Aaron Gordon.
I mean, I guess it's personal preference when it comes to that. Like, Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine, like, they both are great, but they're two different types of dunkers. But I mean, I guess when it comes to Ja, or just players of that magnitude, it's just, I don't know. It's just something about it.
I don't know if it's like athleticism, you know, if it's the showmanship or it's something, but like, you know, Aaron Gordon does these dunks and like they look tremendous. Of course they do, but I don't know. It's something like, you know, so I don't know what it is. So I guess that's why when everyone was like going crazy over Mac, I was like, yeah, I mean, they were good dunks. He deserves the 50s. And yet I still didn't feel all the, he saved the dunk contest. I was like, all right, all right. All right. Let's please. It's too much people.
That's extreme. He had a good showing. Like I said, I think he had 450s, but saved the dunk contest. Like, someone, it can just as easily next year just be four guys that just stink it up like it usually has been. So yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about the Dubs, because we're already coming back with like Wiggins not gonna be there, Steph sightings, you know. This is not like the news I wanted to hear to be like coming back off of the All-Star break, but you know, there are some fans who I think are like upset, or just people like bad mouthing Wiggins. And this is what I'll say. I mean, it's a little bit like the vaccine thing, right? Because I remember for a while people were like, he doesn't get the shot, da da da, whatever. excuse me, and he was taking his time and we didn't know what he was going to do. Though I sort of did, because he had said, like, if he is ever, like, forced to, he would take it. But in this situation, I feel similar. It's not the vaccine, but it's like Andrew Wiggins doesn't, like, just miss games to miss games, right? And so I feel like if he, I mean, the man postponed, like, his wife's or his, you know, his partner's delivery date of their baby, you know, like, when they were going to, you know, induce or whatever it was. So I just feel like if he's really missing because of a personal matter, it's probably something serious. And so I just hope everything's okay. Obviously, it's, like, not great for the team, but his family is clearly more important than that. So I just would encourage people to, like, hold off on, like, bashing him, because he's not doing anything differently than any of us would do if there was, like, a, you know, personal or family matter that just was taking precedent in our lives. And we don't know what it is. We have no sense of what it is. So we can't really say.
Yeah. You know, people have, you know, patience issues and all that stuff. It's like people, these athletes that you guys love to pretend aren't real people are just that, real human beings with real human being issues and problems and things that they go through and, you know, emotions and all that type of stuff. So just be a little bit more considerate, understanding. And yeah, it really, no matter what it is, like, it's obviously something, like you said, that he feels and they feel is important enough for him to take the time off. So just respect it. Like, it is what it is. If the team was undefeated right now, no one would be batting an eye about it. If the team was in the second seed or third seed, no one would be batting an eye about it. But since the team is in a vulnerable position as far as seeding, then now all of a sudden it's this, that, and the third. It's like, come on, man. Like,
that's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. I know there was an update about Steph in terms of he got in some on-court work. Was there any more in terms of, like, timing or no?
No, I think they just said he'll be reevaluated in a week, which is kind of, you know, what I was going to guess anyway. Like, I was just going to guess he missed the first four games after the break, and then he'll be back for the game after that and on forward. And it looks like he's kind of trending towards that.
Yeah, I mean, a week from is the first. And then that first game would be the Clippers. So the first game in March is the Clippers. So also reports that Kevin Durant, they're targeting a March 1st return for him. So wondering who the Suns are playing. But so, yeah, I mean, Justin, what do the Warriors need to do? Because they will have these next four games. One of them, at least we know, will be without Wiggs, and they still won't have Steph back. Whew, I'm so sorry for yawning, y'all. I'm so sorry. It's late. It's late over here. So that first game back actually would be, so we take a look at the special. They have Lakers, Rockets, Minnesota, and Portland. The Portland and Houston games are at home, but the Houston game is on the second night of a back-to-back. Lakers is away. Minnesota is away. So are we just looking for a 2-2 split here?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I think if Wiggins was playing, then you can expect. No, actually, Minnesota is home. This is after the Lakers game, they have a 5 straight homestand. So with that said, I think 3-1 should be, I wouldn't say expected, but it's like you got to go at least 3-1 if you, you know, want to be in a good spot.
Yeah, because they're 500 right now. So assuming they get Steph back in March, and that March schedule is no joke either. And I mean, I just think in general, to close the season, they have more games, I believe, on the road than home. So that's going to really test
It's, yeah, it's like out initially out the gate after the break, it's like a good little five home games in six nights, or not in six nights, but you know, five out of six home games. And then it's just a crazy little gauntlet right there. And then kind of the end of March and beginning of April, it kind of lightens up again. So I think they got to capitalize on these few February games, and then like the late March, early April games to really.
Yeah, but
like,
I mean, they like, you know, for the month of March, they have a game almost like every other night. Like, right. You know, they have like, and they had, plus they have two back-to-backs in there, but it's literally like game Sunday, game Tuesday, game Thursday, then game Saturday, then mm-hmm. what, like it's at, like, I'm looking at it right now. There's only
good teams too.
Yeah, it's only the last week in March that they have a week where there's two nights off in between games. They don't have two nights off. They don't have two nights off in between games from the point that they come back. They start off with a back-to-back, and then from that point on, yeah, everything is just every other night.
And that's why I'm saying, like, they got to really capitalize on those parts of the remaining schedule where they have those rest days and that they're going to be mostly playing at home and stuff like that. Like, they got to go the last eight games of the season, they got to go like 6-2, 7-1.
But I mean,
these first four out of the All-Star break, they got to go like 3-1.
Yeah, but I mean, two of them are away. So it's like, it's away, home, and when? Then they have two home games after that.
When?
In March. The first two games in March are home, and then they go on the road.
All right.
So one, two.
Yeah, that's when the bullshit starts.
Three, four, five, six. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they have four out of six at home, but, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel more confident if Steph is back, but I really hope he's back because they're going to need him and Wiggs for that home stretch. I mean, there's just no way around it. Clippers, Pelicans, Lakers, OKC, Memphis, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Clippers, Atlanta.
Yeah,
like,
I'm pretty sure Steph and Wiggs will be back by then.
Yeah, so I mean, but I mean, this is
on being 500.
But they need to make a run, right, at this point, and just ensure that they. I'm not even predicting games. I'm just like, they need to make sure they get to the sixth seed.
Yeah. I'm saying the run that they can make is like this early part out of the gate, and then the very last part of the season, because that March.
When they're at home. That home stand.
Yeah, the ones where they're at home and they have like the more space in between games. Like, I think that's the part where they got to really focus in. But this whole March 5th away Lakers, and then away OKC, away Memphis, then Milwaukee, Phoenix, away LA, away Atlanta. Like, that has to be like, all right, we have, what is that, eight games, nine games? That has to be like, all right.
They got to win five out of eight of those away games.
Five out of eight of the remaining away games?
I'm just saying March. In that stretch. Just looking at March, yeah. There's eight away games in March. OKC is winnable. The Lakers is winnable still. Atlanta's probably winnable. Houston. So that's at least four of them.
Yeah, I think they just got to win four.
I just want them to have a fucking winning road record, but maybe that's too much to ask for.
That's not going to happen. I don't even think they can win out right now and have a winning road record.
No, I know they won't, but I'm just saying, like, to create the momentum is what I'm saying. So I know, I'm not saying like for the season. I'm saying like from this point on, win games on the road.
Yeah, true.
That's more what I'm saying, because I think, like, you know, there's a part of me that thinks like, yeah, yes, we know they can win a game on the road. They've done it in past years, but I just feel like with the way that they've struggled to win on the road this year, while I know that doesn't affect Steph or Dre, like, I don't know if any of the road guys are like thinking like, man, you know, it's harder on the road or, you know, so I want them to kind of start winning on the road so they can like the young guys and the others can, you know, be like, okay, we can do this. Cause the, in April, there's 3 road games and they're probably going to have to play like through the end of April, meaning like for seeding. So, you know, Denver, it may not matter for them because I don't know how close the second seed will be. So maybe they might try to get like Jokic or whoever some rest. But like SAC is one of those games. And typically, you know, you'd be like, oh, Sacramento is like a, you know, now they may have established their spot in the 3, but I don't know. So you have the Kings and then you have Portland, who you know is probably also going to be jockeying to like be in the mix. So those won't be easy away games to close.
Yeah, but they should beat them. If they're serious about, you know, winning the championship, making a deep run, they should win their last 3 games of the season for sure. Denver is a, you know, whatever, we'll see, away game. But the 3 before that, they should win. And they really, I mean, they really should beat Philly at home too, so.
Well,
I guess we just gotta wait and see what guys are healthy and all that type of stuff. But
yeah, well, let's see. Hopefully, yeah, they'll look refreshed coming off of the break. And this is it. This is it. It's time. It's time to do what we know they can do. So we can talk about it more, like once we, you know, record after the game on Friday. But you know, what it means, like if they're still like looking sketchy going into the postseason. So we want them to build good habits and like all those things. But like, what if it just doesn't look like that? You know, I don't think they're going to get a buyout candidate. Kevin Love did not want to come west. It doesn't seem, because he was like, I mean, they kept reporting Miami, but like the only other team that it seemed like he was even going to meet with was Philly. So it looks like he wasn't interested in them over here. There were reports about Pat Beverly. Thankfully, that actually didn't work out. So I don't think they're going for anyone else, right? It doesn't seem so.
Nah. Nope. So we'll see.
Well, if they sign someone to that last roster spot, let it be Ty Jerome. But yeah, so I mean, this is the squad, and we need them to get healthy. So hopefully, Jure and Clay and everyone looks rejuvenated. I hope that they're gonna allow Clay to play more back to backs. Hopefully, and yeah, we'll see what happens. But this is the home stretch to close out the season.
Yeah, I saw Kerr say Clay's pretty much gonna play the back to backs from here on out. So,
okay, good.
Shout out to them for letting them do that at this point, because they know it's like, shit, we gonna need them. We ain't got Steph, we ain't got Wiggins right now, so we need them.
Exactly. All right, guys. So look, it was just like a little quick check in before the season resumes. It's a back to back coming up out the All Star break, so you'll hear from us on the second night of that back to back. Justin, you didn't even say anything about my braids. You don't like them?
Nah, they look nice. They look nice.
This is what I deal with people. He doesn't even acknowledge it. I got new hair, doing everything.
That's
and he
crazy.
Didn't say nothing. Like, that's
it's mad. Late. It's late. It's late.
I don't even believe you now. Anyway, sorry. I know the vibes were not like super, super high, guys, but like, I literally just got home from work. Justin has to be up early. So we're recording late. It's tired. Sometimes it's just the late night gets the best of us over here. So, but we still believe in the Warriors, right, Justin?
Always.
Yeah, I saw you with some tweets, like, you know, just putting people in check and place. So keep it in your Justin way. Justin does it like so much better than me. He like puts up stats. Is like, this matchup isn't gonna work. He does it in like such a sophisticated way. I just be like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Warriors winning. I just be, you know, I just be saying shit. I mean, I mean it, but I don't be all like, you know, sophisticated with the responses. this is why I need him in my life, people. Anyway, so thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys have also found ways to enjoy the All-Star break. Because, like, to be honest, the Warriors are stressful. They're stressful. I'm actually going out of town for a few days, and I'm not going to watch the games. Like, I'm unplugging from everything, including the Warriors, because, like, if they win, I'll be great. But, like, if I'm on vacation and they fucking piss me off, I'm going to be pissed. So I'm just not. I'm just not going to watch. Boom. So I hope you guys have taken this time to reestablish your mental peace. That's what I did. Not having the Warriors to stress me out, even if it was for a tad. I think it was a good thing, you know? So, woosah, we've reset. And we're ready. And we're ready. Yeah? Okay.
Ready. Yep.
So, you know the drill. Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure you share. Make sure you follow. We're on Twitter and we're on Instagram at Golden Spaces Pod. And we have a special announcement. I'm not going to hype it up. It is a really, really great announcement. And it is something people have been asking for. But I'm not going to make the announcement. It's so exciting. I want Justin to tell you guys what's coming. Justin, let the people know what's going on.
We are now going to, like, host slap boxing competitions between No, I'm joking. We will be taking our talents to YouTube or expanding our talents to YouTube. Right? So for all the people who has been asking, where's the full video at? Like, is any way we can watch the full video and put it on YouTube? It's gonna be here, right? So now we are doing that. You obviously will still be able to catch us. It's your normal place where you can get us from the podcast, but you'll be able to see our beautiful faces throughout the entire episode now on YouTube. So stay tuned for that. And yeah.
Yes. You'll see how Justin be looking at me like I'm crazy and shit. So
okay.
You're going to see all the shenanigans now, you know? So yeah, next episode will be, again, like Justin said, available via podcast, but will be a full YouTube episode. And you'll be able to catch us under 95.7 The Game's YouTube channel. So our episodes will live under there, but we will give all the details that for that next recording, how you get to us. So thank you. We have that opportunity because y'all support us. So thank you so much for the support. We appreciate y'all. Please keep doing it. And until next time, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.